And it was a smart move because Stephen Lawrence was trying to cherry pick.
It was a hard dump. You could hear it. Last thing you want to hear a hard dump.
Late night Haugill in full effect here. Tomasino backhand to Granlund, and he scores! 2-on-1 out of nowhere, and Mikhail Granlund has his second goal of the period. 3-1 Preds with 6:26 left in the second.
Predators get a win at San Jose last night, 6-2. Mikhail Granlund with a big game. He got some production from some of the young guys last night. The Predators will take on the Arizona Coyotes on Sunday. Joining us now is Hal Gill, live from Phoenix. Hal, I saw a report from Phoenix News that there are a couple of old guys that were found stranded on Camelback Mountain earlier today. Is that true? Is that you?
Not yet. I'm not stranded yet. There's a good chance, though. There's a good chance. We'll see.
All right, Hal, what have you seen from this team since, you know, a couple of doozy of games, you know, losing to Boston, and then you lose to Arizona. You could just barely skate past the Vancouver Canucks. And it seemed like on the West Coast road trip, offense has really been ticking up. And one person that really sticks out to me is Mikhail Granlund. He hasn't really done a lot, but in the past couple of games has looked solid.
Yeah, nice to see him pop off the page. You know, like he does a lot of work. Like as a hockey nerd, and all the fundamentals, the little things, he's been doing well. It just he hasn't been producing, and ultimately he wants to produce. He wants to, you know, score goals, and we know him as Granny Apples because he can make plays. But playing with Glass and Tomasino, he seemed to get a spark last night, which was fun to see. So. Hopefully that continues. The Preds need scoring. That's the biggest thing. And if they can get Granny going, that helps a lot, especially with the absence of when we're missing out on Johansson, Forsberg. So that's the challenge right now. And Granny stepped up.
Hal Gill is with us. Hal, we talked to Elliot Friedman yesterday. I asked him, what do you think is the most valuable trade asset that the Predators have now? And Elliot Friedman said he thought it was Tanner Jeannot, but the Predators have been in talks about extending Tanner Jeannot's contract. What makes him so valuable to this team that he is a valuable trade asset that they're willing to hold on to him, even in a period when the Predators probably are looking at selling?
Yeah, well, you know what? When you're talking about teams that are going into playoffs, what are you looking for? You're looking for size and speed and that compete level, that toughness. And Tanner Jeannot is exactly that. So a great guy to have on your team if you're a defenseman in the playoffs and you have to take on a guy for seven games. That's a challenge if you have a Tanner Jeannot barreling down on you every time you're on the ice. So I think the Preds, it would take a lot to lose Tanner, but there's a lot of hockey deals that are going to be made in the next few days. So we'll see how it goes. I think David Poile has got to listen to everything and try to sort out where the team goes. And a lot of that depends on, the next couple games.
Now, Hal, what's the latest with Parson? He went down and looked kind of scary at first. He stayed on the ice for a bit. I don't know if he fell on a skate or what happened. They never said during the telecast. Well, Willie and Mace never said. Let's just say that. And they probably were looking at it. They were looking at the same thing I was looking at because you couldn't tell whether he fell on a skate, whether he really got hit underneath, or what happened. But how is he doing?
We haven't gotten an official report, and you can probably relate to that. I thought it was a burner, a stinger, right? It looked to me like he, when you get that quick hit to your neck and it shoots down your arm. And for those who haven't felt it, it's awful feeling. it feels like fire shooting down your body. So I think that's what it looked like to me, but we don't have an official report, but it was tough to see him go out of the game because he's such a horse. He's been playing, for a young guy, he jumped into the NHL and seems so comfortable. And I think he's got the trust of the coaching staff, and his game is developing, offensively, but defensively as well. I think he plays a total game. So hopefully it's nothing serious because obviously with Johansson and Forsberg, they just can't afford to miss too many more guys. And never thought I'd say that at the beginning of the season, but this kid means a lot to the team. So hopefully he's okay.
Yeah, and that's what I was thinking when he went down, Al. I'm like, no, this can't be happening. Not another injury for a team that is fighting their way trying to get in the playoffs, and here we go again with another guy potentially going down. But what I have seen from this team now, they've scored over the last four games, I believe, they scored over 20-plus goals. And one of those, in one of those four games, it was a loss. But other than that, like Caroline said, they've been able to put up goals in the last four games. Looking at this team and what they're able to do you see the energy shifting with this young group? Because on the ice last night, it just seemed like a bunch of young guys flying around with the older guys, and it seems like they're elevating the energy.
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head. That's what young guys can do. You get an injection of Tomasino coming in. He's playing, and I talked to him before the game. He's playing with a different level of confidence. I think last year he learned a lot about his game, knows what he needs to be better at, but he's pushing the pace. And you have a lot of guys doing that. Tommy Novak was playing with Duchesne, and Duchesne looked like a different player playing with him. He got a lot of energy, and they were making plays, and that was nice to see. But these young guys, like you said, are playing fast. They move the puck. They move and then try to hit the seams, and that's what teams do. That's what the good teams will move the puck and then attack. And it's not about just trying to make a pretty play. It's about making a pretty play while you're going full speed and you're attacking the net. So there's a lot of good things that they're doing right now, and I think a lot of it is just that youthful energy that they have.
Hal Gill is with us. Hal, before we ask questions about the hike to come here, I do have one on your specialty on defensemen. We're biased, of course, for Roman Josi, but last night was an interesting matchup. You had Roman Josi on one side, Erik Karlsson on the other side, and Erik Karlsson is putting up phenomenal numbers. He's got the most even strength points of any skater. That includes Connor McDavid and all of the forwards having big years, and he's having a career year. But head-to-head last night, Roman Josi just dominated him when he was on the ice. They held Erik Karlsson without a point. And I understand that the Sharks are not quite the same team that the Predators are. But what when you watch those two, what are the differences? They're both tremendous players. But I think Roman Josi had to be pretty happy that he sort of won the head-up matchup last night.
Yeah, I think Josi did it. You know what, Willie, you're watching Karlsson. How is he doing it? he has no one to play with. I mean, not to look down on, these guys are in the NHL. There's some good players there, but he doesn't have any, Meyer is out of lineup. Hurdle just got back in the line. Like, there's not a lot of guys. Couture, there's some good players, but he doesn't have great players to play with. So he's putting up numbers by himself pretty much. And you see the way he attacks the game offensively. It's similar to Roman Josi. I think he moves the puck and attacks away from the puck a little more than Josi, where Josi wants to carry the play and carry it himself. But I think Josi takes a lot of pride in the defensive side of his game. A game changer. I think
I think the mountains is getting the best.
He might be getting close to the mountain here.
Rattlesnake got him.
I was gonna ask about snakes on the way, but so Hal, if we're losing you, we'll let you go. But
did I lose you for a second?
We lost I'm you just for a second there. If you're
popping
for back
talking
in,
to myself, I guess, huh?
No, we got most of that. But it's amazing when you watch two great defensemen like that. So before we let you go, Hal. Just tips for climbing Camelback Mountain here. You've got Lindsey Rowley. You've got Chris Mason with you. I'm not sure who else is on the party to head up the mountain, but you've done this before. So when you're leading an expedition, is there snake repellent involved? Like, what are the tips moving up the mountain?
I'm faster than the snake. So that's right. And the bottom line is, if a bear attacks, you don't have to outrun the bear. You have to outrun your friend, And so I'm gonna stand right behind. If I see a snake, I'm gonna throw Rowley or Mason into the snake and then run.
Oh, man. Well, that's Mace, Riley, y'all better watch out.
Find out real quickly.
I hope they're listening.
The
I hope they're listening, and they know what's going on. Have you ever seen? Have you ever seen a snake going up this thing? This is you've had multiple expeditions. I've went on one. I went on one with you guys a couple years ago. I never saw a snake. Have you ever seen one on this trail?
I've never seen one on this trail. I've gone golfing, and nothing will scare you away from a golf ball quite like a snake. You know, like I don't want to lose golf balls, but that's yeah, if you hear a rattle and, you know, and you're looking for your ball and they tell you not to go out of bounds, there's a reason for it. So, I don't test that. If I hear the rattle, I'm going to run the other way.
Well, Hal, good luck out there.
All right.
We'll keep getting our fingers crossed for you with the all the critters out there on the West Coast.
Yeah, I'm going to win this race, by the way, just so you know.
I guess we'll find out pretty soon.
I'm prepared.
We hope to talk to at least one of you next week.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, Al. Have a good one.
Yeah, cheers.